This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. If I don't fall over dead from hunger before we get there, we'll get to Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now. I'll explain my hunger in a minute, Chris. I have to lay out the show. First, we have author, editor Bethany Mandel coming up about 45 minutes from now. The new Pixar movie, Lightyear, with the lesbian kiss in it, flopping. We'll talk to her about that. I have my own thoughts. I'll give them to you in a moment. We are led by monsters. The FDA has a new rollout for kiddos. People are upset that unvaccinated workers are heading back to work. Apparently, the Navy is digging all the way into Pride Month. And the sandwiching of our society that I've been talking about. A couple more great examples of that coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll talk about Joe Biden falling off the bike. And much, much more tonight. But first, I want to get here. I might die tonight. What, Chris? Listen, I'm starving to death. You see, the problem is when you're me and you have a unique appreciation for food, yet you get married to somebody who's one of these super health freaks, one of these weirdo health freaks. You sometimes, very rarely do I allow this to happen, but you sometimes get roped into something. Do you know what juicing is? Or a juice cleanse? Not steroids, Chris. We're not talking about the Yankees. Oh, quit. Stop. Not that. Juicing is apparently this thing where they have like fruits and vegetables. I didn't even know vegetables had juice in them. I don't know how you get juice out of broccoli. No, yeah, carrots don't have any juice, Chris. I hate to break it to you. I've eaten a few carrots. Never once has it squirted in my mouth. Maybe my technique's wrong. I don't know what's going on. Carrots don't have juice. But either way, they make these healthy juices of vegetables and fruits, and it's a juice thing. And for a specific period of time, you're supposed to have nothing but juice. You're not supposed to have caffeine. I will admit I maybe had one cup of coffee this morning. Stop, Chris. I don't know why you can't have caffeine. Stop asking me questions. You can't have caffeine. Obviously, no alcohol. No food whatsoever. I might die tonight. I'm so incredibly hungry. And I'm doing this. This was day one. I have to do this tonight and tomorrow night. And I don't think I'm going to make it. I feel weak. My hand's shaking. Do you see that simulcast, people? You can watch me do the show, by the way, on thefirsttv.com/Jesse. You can go watch me do it. I feel like this hand is shaking. I'm weak. I'm not going to make it. All right, that's enough. Sandwiched. I've been talking a lot about how we are sandwiched. This is going to be a consistent thing because it happens a lot. And I'm going to get to, I heard Kamala Harris. I heard her disastrous interview. Here's just a little taste of Dome.
We all sat and watched the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings in which she very calmly sat through what I think a lot of, particularly black women, let's just...
This is Joanne Reed, by the way. You'll hear the Dome part.
Let's be honest, felt was brazen disrespect. What did you think when you watched that hearing?
I will tell you, Joy, I experienced...
All right, I'll play the whole thing later. But beyond that, I have two different headlines here. They're going to sound unrelated, but I promise you they are not. We are sandwiched between insane elitists on the top who despise us. Remember, they look out on us. These public health officials, presidents, senators, congressmen, governors, they look out on us and they really do see the unwashed masses. We are not only unwashed, that would be one thing. They already know they're above us, right? They're the nobles. We're the peasants. It's not just that we're unwashed. We're unruly. Why don't you sit down and watch the drag show? Look, just put 10 more masks on your child. What is your problem? Oh, what are you going to talk about? God? Ugh. You probably have guns, too. It's not just that we're unwashed. We're unruly. And they detest that. Because, again, they see themselves as kings and queens. They should rule over us. And so because they look out at us and they see us as lower than them, and they see us as being unruly, almost like bratty children, because of those two things, they routinely talk down to us and talk down about us. You've heard Biden 1,000 times about the ultra MAGA pandemic causing. We've played for you New York Senator Chuck Schumer 100 times. You'll reap the whirlwind. That's why they talk like that all the time. They think we're too unruly and someone needs to whip us back into shape. Which brings us to the insane base. And we do have to appreciate the level of insanity, oftentimes drug use and insanity, that takes place at the base of the Democratic Party. I'm talking about the street communists, the activists. You've probably met these people. Undoubtedly, you've seen their handiwork. I'm talking Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and not just them. Regular Democrat street activists. The level of insanity we're dealing with here, real legit insanity, it's strong. And these people, they're already half deranged. They're already not doing that well. And they sit at home, and what do they see? What do they hear on TV? Oh my gosh, the Republicans, they're causing a pandemic. They're murdering people. Oh geez, they're Nazis. Nazis in America, white supremacists, they almost overthrew the government. Now, hold on one second. Hold on. I need to pause here for a second. Don't roll your eyes. Well, you can, but you're sitting there rolling your eyes because all those things are insane. Yes, they are insane. None of those things are accurate. But I am painting for you the real picture these people live in. This is the imaginary world that to them is real. They believe they're living in this world. And they sit at home and they hear these things these people say over and over and over and over again. Oh, if you won't give up your guns, you want children to be murdered. And you're already dealing with a human being who's not exactly, well, the elevator doesn't go all the way up. How many times do you have to hear that if you're a deranged lunatic? Maybe you have a violent past. Undoubtedly, you had messed up parents. How many times do you have to hear these things before you choose to act? And how many people do you have to say it to? Look, maybe I could sit in front of a room. Let's say I was a Democrat politician. Let's say I could stand in front of a room. And in this room, I have the audience. I have the microphone. And in this room, there's one guy. And that's him, basically. He's this deranged lunatic, Nazi white supremacist, unvaccinated or killing everyone. Guns are the end of the world. And I sit up there on stage and I'm this Democrat politician and I tell them these guys are a danger. If we don't stop them, they'll end America. They want children to be murdered. And maybe that guy, maybe he'll get whipped up in a frenzy. Maybe he'll get mad. But chances are good if it's just one guy, he's not going to do anything. But what if it's not one guy? What if it's 50? What if it's 100? What if it's 1,000? What if it's 10,000? How many people do I have to go through to push that message out before they choose to act on the things I'm saying? I mean, you remember, you've probably forgotten because the media memory hold it, but Waukesha, Wisconsin, when 70 white people were mowed down in a Christmas parade by a violent black nationalist who hated white people. I mean, you do remember how that came about. Kyle Rittenhouse verdict comes down. Rittenhouse is declared not guilty. Immediately, Democrat politicians, media personnel ran to the TV cameras. White supremacists. This is white supremacy. White supremacists. White supremacists. And enough people heard it that those words eventually got into the ears and eyes of a violent black nationalist who got in his SUV, thought he was a good guy, and said, I'm not going to take it anymore. It's time for Whitey to die. The top is spreading this message out to a group of unhinged lunatics on the bottom. Headline, Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul calls pro-lifers Neanderthals. You're a Nazi white supremacist Neanderthal who wants children to die. That message is being pushed into the heads of mentally handicapped people over and over and over and over again. How long until somebody acts? How well do you shoot your weapon? Yeah, I said it. How well do you shoot your weapon? Are you positive if someone hears all that and chooses to act on you and your family that you will be able to hit what you aim at in order to defend your life and defend their lives? And remember, I just asked, are you positive? I didn't say, are you hopeful? If that moment comes, are you positive you will hit what you aim at and save your life or the life of your wife, your husband, your child? If you're not 1,000% positive, and I don't think anybody is 1,000%, get a Mantis X and put it on your daggone weapon and practice right there in your apartment, right there in your home. Dry fire practice. You don't have to fire a shot. You don't have to drive. You don't have to get on the subway. You sit there in the comfort of your home and get better so you're ready. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. And get one today. Practice and train.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, Medal of Honor Monday comes up about 45 minutes from now. That'll be fun. We have Bethany Mandel wants to talk about this new Lightyear movie that went down in flames at the box office. That's the one that went woke. We'll talk about that. We have to talk a lot about this FDA vaccine for kids thing. But I want to finish my thought here about sandwiched. Over and over and over again, acts of violence from the left, acts of violence from the left, murdering Trump supporters, assaulting Trump supporters. And over and over and over again, the rhetoric continues to ramp up from the top. You'll reap the whirlwind, Chuck Schumer. Kathy Hochul were Neanderthals, unvaccinated, responsible for the pandemic, over and over and over again. Have you seen the video of the car that plowed into the Trump store in New England? Actually, in Easton, Massachusetts, to be specific. The video is online. It's easily available. You go check it out. Don't worry. It's not violent. It's safe for kids. I would tell you if it wasn't. But you get a camera view of the inside of a store. It's got all this Trump gear in there, hats and shirts and bumper stickers, you know, that stuff. And out of the blue, boom, some car, he doesn't ease his way into there. He went in there with bad intentions, blasts his way through the window. The guy has anti-Trump stuff all over his car. And the truth is, we have to figure out what in the world would possess somebody to do that. Okay, so we already talked about that a little bit. You've got somebody who probably had a bad upbringing, maybe got himself into drugs, maybe not, I don't know. But undoubtedly, this is a human being. He's out there. He's consuming CNN. He's consuming MSNBC. When Kathy Hochul calls you a Neanderthal, he listens. When Joe Biden says you're responsible for a pandemic, he listens. When they say Donald Trump and Donald Trump's supporters tried to overthrow democracy, even though that's not what we are, he listens. When he talks about white supremacy and white supremacists and Nazi, this guy sits at home. Undoubtedly, he's some vile loser with nothing to live for. And he thinks to himself, boy, I'd like a challenge in life. I'd like to accomplish something in life. I think I'll go fight Nazis. Who doesn't want to fight Nazis, right? Oh, look at that. You see a Trump store, he sees a Nazi store. And he acts on that. Top and bottom. The elites at the top feed this poison. They're constantly putting it out all the time on radio, on television, every speech, every TV show. Nazis, white supremacists, evil, want kids to die, want everyone to die. Nazi, white supremacists, evil. Oh, they're Neanderthals. Again, if I say that to one leftist activist, I'm probably fine. If I'm saying it to 10,000 every day, how long until it gets into the eyes and ears of somebody who chooses to act? Not long, right? We are entering some very, very, very dangerous times. And speaking of fizzled, or speaking of sandwiched, Stephen Colbert, you probably don't know who that is. He has a late night TV show that no one watches. He's on CBS. This is the headline. Stephen Colbert staffers are arrested for breaching the U.S. Capitol. Stay with me for a second. This is from the article. A group of Colbert staffers was arrested in Capitol's Longworth House office building and charged with illegal entry into the House office building after hours. Nine individuals were reportedly escorted out of the January 6th committee hearing earlier Thursday for not having a proper press credential. So what happened? Stephen Colbert and CBS, they sent nine staffers down into the House buildings and they stormed into the House building. And what's going to happen now? Well, we all know. I'm not going to do the same thing everyone else did. It's hypocrisy. They should be locked up. The January 6th people are. We already know that won't happen here. Why won't that happen here? Because we're sandwiched. Because the powers that be are all run by people who hate us and they're never, ever, 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 ever going to hold them to the same standard we are. We have two different justice systems in this country. The vile, violent psychos at the bottom understand full well they can commit acts of violence and they will be let off either scot-free or with a slap on the wrist. We see it time and time and time again. Everyone gets off scot-free. This is Dr. Fauci. Explain to me with everything we know now, including this guy being on camera laughing at how absurd the idea of everyone putting a mask on. He's on camera saying that. This is Dr. Fauci now. How is this human being not put on trial?
Hopefully, the more people that get vaccinated and boosted and the more people that realize the importance of when you have a high level of viral dynamic.
Just sorry, pause there for a quick second. More people get vaccinated and boosted. I do want to remind you, you can go back and listen to our Dr. Naomi Wolf interview where she says all these people knew that that, quote, vaccine wears out in about 35 seconds and they all pushed it anyway. Dr. Fauci knows that too and yet feels totally comfortable going on television and saying this.
Hopefully, the more people that get vaccinated and boosted and the more people that realize the importance of when you have a high level of viral dynamics, that when you're in an indoor setting, you should wear a mask, even though the whole world, including the United States and the UK, are just worn out and tired by this outbreak. It isn't over yet. People need to realize it is never going to go.
Totally comfortable saying that on television still. Doesn't have a care or concern in the world. Because they're never going to put him on trial. I want you to listen to something. The headline here is FDA begins a rollout of a COVID vaccine for kids 6 months to 5 years old. Maybe you're excited about that. Maybe you're anxious to go out and give it to your kids. I'm going to play you something. This isn't me. You won't hear my voice. This is a doctor, Dr. Peter Marks. He's an official with the FDA. Now, they just approved this for children. Listen to what the FDA itself just said.
Just about the reported incidence and the baseline rate of myocarditis prior to vaccination is Is there any data that you have on that?
Yes. So there are data on the incidence of myocarditis in this age range, but this is a known phenomena in the 12 to 17 year old age range. The rate that it was seen in the 12 to 17 year olds who were vaccinated seemed to be about fivefold higher than the baseline rate.
The Food and Drug Administration just approved a COVID vaccine for kids aged 6 months to 5 years old, and they did so when they are openly admitting on camera that if you're 12 to 17 and got it, you have a 5 times more likely chance of getting myocarditis, and they just approved it for toddlers without hesitation. Why would they do such a thing? You're yelling, you're screaming at the radio right now, but why would they do such a thing? Because they're not worried about going to prison. Why do these vile street communists burn down things like New York, like NYPD cop cars? Well, because those two little monsters who burned down the NYPD cop car didn't go to prison for 30 years where they should have gone for domestic terrorism. They'll be out in 18 months because we are sandwiched. That's a fact. Let's talk to Bethany Mandel about this new Lightyear movie that bombed at the box office. Then we'll go back and talk about more of this stuff. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and if we are coming back to a song that truly dreadful, I can only assume Bethany Mandel, my friend, made the horrific mistake of not choosing a song, and here on the Jesse Kelly Show, that means you get the worst song we can find. So, Bethany, she's the editor of the children's book series Heroes of Liberty, new and out, Rush Limbaugh and the First Amendment. I would highly recommend it. Bethany, I bet you'll be picking a song next time.
Forget that you do this to me, and I freeze and I panic when your producer asks me, and this is the result.
Look, we can only scold you so many times. The only way to have you learn, Bethany, is to have you come back to songs like that. All right. In all seriousness, I talk a lot about alternate economies and choices we have to make and being more purposeful with where we spend our money. And I love this book series. Please tell people about it, because here's the problem, Bethany. I have kids. People have kids. They don't know where to turn. If everything's crap, then where do they go? What do you buy? Tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was exactly why we started Heroes of Liberty, because there's just so many times that you can pick up a book and you find out there's like, you know, a scene in it between two 8-year-old girls at a sleepover before you're like, God, well, I can't pre-read every single book. And why are there 30 books about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and none about Amy Coney Barrett? So we decided to start our own book series and profile heroes that we actually want our kids to, you know, emulate and admire. And so Rush Limbaugh, we haven't even started selling it on Amazon yet. It's still on pre-order. And it's like a bestseller on Amazon. So obviously the market was there. We have Rush this month. We have Douglas MacArthur. We have Amy Coney Barrett, Ronald Reagan, Thomas Sowell. They're amazing, beautifully illustrated books for kids like, I don't know, 7 to 12 or so. And they're incredible.
Bethany, the new Pixar movie Lightyear, all the headlines out, I haven't even talked about it yet tonight, are that it bombed at the box office. Now, I'm thrilled about that because I detest Disney. I do not support grooming organizations whatsoever. I'm tired of going to the movies and having filth poured into my son's eyes and ears, so I won't do it. I'm thrilled about this, but I'm also very biased. Why didn't people go? Is it the reason I didn't want them to go?
So there was recently on a site called MovieWeb, which is like, you know, they look at the industry. They had an article about, you know, why did it not perform? Because they were hoping it'd make between like 50 and 60 million and it made 30. So it really was a bomb. And, you know, they had some answers, like it had a mixed marketing campaign, Father's Day competition, whatever. But I mean, I think that the bottom line isn't so much that it was, you know, it had this lesbian scene, but that people heard the messaging and they heard, you know, this is really important for us. And they, you know, why would you pay money to go get lectured at and go be preached at? People want good movies. And they made clear in their marketing that their priority was not to make a good movie. It was to make an activist one. And I can get lectured at any day of the week by turning on literally any television show. I don't need to spend money to do it at a movie theater.
Speaking with Bethany Mandel, she's the editor of this new Heroes of Liberty book series, which I would recommend. Bethany, are we getting better about putting our money where our morals are? And I'm not exactly the hopeful type. I'm more the cynical type. But to me, it feels like we are getting better. I know we have a long way to go, but it feels like we're getting better at that.
I think we are. So this new Gina Carano movie that The Daily Wire came out with is apparently doing really well for The Daily Wire. I've heard some sort of internal numbers being talked about, which hopefully they make public. But, I mean, they sound good. So I'm hoping. I mean, I also can't talk, you know, internal numbers, but we've made a nice amount of money in the last 6 months at Heroes of Liberty also. Our investors are happy. Our subscribers are happy. So I think that there's a market for it.
Bethany, I have this theory that we're obviously going to win a lot of seats in the midterms. There's no question about that. Everyone knows that. That's not exactly news. But people are thinking the left is going to wake up and pull back or make adjustments after the midterms. And what I've said is all the radical nut job Democrats are still going to be there. AOC, Ilhan Omar, AOC's not getting bounced out of the Bronx. She's going to be right there. It's the moderates who are going to get the heave-ho. I think they're going to become much more radical after the midterms. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy because I'm afraid to ever call you crazy again after you were so right about COVID. just to be honest with you. I don't think you're crazy. You have to be taught a lesson. And I don't think that AOC and company can be taught a lesson. I think that they are of the generation that they marinate in their victimhood, and anything that goes wrong is someone else's fault. And so when they, you know, when it's a bloodbath, they're going to blame it on Biden. They're going to blame it on COVID. Who knows what they're going to blame it on, but they have no sense of introspection to think, maybe there was something that I did that got us to this point.
Bethany, you're a New Yorker. People who are in cities like New York right now and think the way you think, they're very, very frustrated with, especially schooling, the COVID insanity and all these things. How do you deal with that? How do you exist when you are such a minority now there? And to be frank, an oppressed minority there. How do you deal with it? How do you deal with it with your kids?
Yeah. So we live actually, I'm originally a New Yorker, but we live in like a suburb of D.C., which is it's a very similar situation. And we basically cloister ourselves. We homeschool our kids. We have a wonderful group of homeschoolers that we're friends with. And we kind of just keep to ourselves. And we have a core pocket of friends that we're really close with. But I'm not going to lie to you. COVID really made us sort of have a gut check of do we have to move? Because, you know, there was vaccine passports that were floated where we live. We ended up being able to defeat it, but I had to sort of get activist-y in my area and contact every single local business who went at the county council. It's really, the last 2 years have been very hard living here, but ultimately, I mean, I think you ultimately have to do what you do everywhere, which is find your friends and find your tribe, and then just, those are your people.
All right, Bethany, what's for dinner tonight?
Eggplant parm. What's your dinner?
Oh, gosh, eggplant parm. I don't want to talk about my dinner, Bethany, and I don't know why you had to bring that up, because the wife has us both on this two-day stupid juice cleanse thing, and I'm starving. So I don't get any dinner. I have this stupid, gross liquid with a bunch of gross vegetables in a bottle. I'm in a terrible mood, and I don't want to talk about it.
Well, thank you for asking. Do you want me to make up a disgusting dinner instead of, like, delicious eggplant parm with fresh mozzarella right on top?
Bethany Mandel, go get all the Heroes of Liberty books, including pre-order the new one on Rush Limbaugh. You get it on Amazon or anywhere. Thank you, Bethany.
Thanks, Jesse.
So sick of this stupid juicing, Chris. All right. But all right, we have more FDA stuff. We're gonna play you some Biden sound, some dome sound. We have much more. Oh, we're like 15 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. It's a great night. Now let's talk about ripoff artists. You know, I hate them. You know, I recently got robbed myself, ripoff artists. And I'll be frank with you, I've had times in my life where I've gotten ripped off before. They're part of what's jaded me. My own stupidity, I don't have anyone to blame but me. But what I hear from people a lot, if they're stuck in a timeshare, they're in a timeshare and they can't get out, I hear them say things like, I feel so dumb. Why? This is a common practice in the timeshare industry. The fine print gets you in, look at your beautiful beach house, and doesn't let you out. And so you pay these skyrocketing fees endlessly every single year. Oh, I feel stupid. Don't feel stupid. If you want out, the only reason you should feel stupid is if you don't call Lone Star Transfer, because they'll get you out. 99% success rate. 99%. They guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Give them a call. The call is free. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646 or LoneStarTransfer.com.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Can you imagine what it'd be like to burn to death? Hang on. I'll get back to that. I'm going to get to that after I get to Medal of Honor Monday. You know what? I'm practically burning to death right now on top of starving to death. If you're looking at me on the simulcast, yes, I'm sweating. The air conditioning is still out and it's 100 degrees. We're in dire straits here, Chris, and I'm starving. I'm basically like someone stranded in the desert right now. I'm hot. I'm starving. What, Chris? I am. If you want to watch the simulcast, remember, you can go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. And I will get to Medal of Honor Monday, like I said, about 10 minutes from now, where you have this vaccine insanity that's out there. You're not going to believe what's happening in the Navy. But first, let's chat for a minute. There's a way of thinking out there that is very common. You do it. I do it. It's something human beings do. If I was to say something to you like Goldman Sachs, you know, the company, what goes through your mind? You're thinking about finance and rich people and probably a fancy building and private planes. And that's what you picture an entity, right? An entity. If I say, look, same thing applies with countries. China, what do you picture? Communism, good egg rolls. Whatever you picture an entity. But the truth is, everything's people. If I say Goldman Sachs to you, my instinct is to do the same thing your instinct is. But Goldman Sachs is made up of a bunch of people. China is made up of a bunch of people. Our government, it's made up of people. And we think these gigantic world events that happen, that it's just because, well, I mean, this entity kind of was going through a bunch of stuff and they ended up on a collision course with this entity. But that's an absurd way of thinking and one that was flatly rejected throughout history. You ready to do a little history? Just very brief. Hang with me for a minute. You realize how incestuous all the monarchies were back in the day? Right up to the point where they cast off the monarchies, really World War I era. And when I say incestuous, this is what I mean. If you're the King of England, King Jesse, let's call you. That's a great name. What, Chris? Let's say you're King Jesse. You're the King of England. And I get married. Who am I going to marry? Do I just stroll down the street and snatch up some dime? I mean, I sure could, right? I'm the king. No, kings didn't do that. I would undoubtedly go marry the daughter of the King of France. I'd marry the cousin of the King of Prussia. My kids. Let's say I had kids. Let's say I had a son and a daughter. Who's my son going to marry? Hey, he's the son of the king. He can have any woman he wants. Who's he going to go get himself a gymnast? No. My son has to marry. Well, look, there's Russia over there, son. And Russian czar, he had a daughter. And that's who you're marrying. My daughter, sweetie, well, I really, really, really hope you speak Spanish because that's where you're moving. You're marrying the King of Spain. That's why that happened. You know all this. This is not news to you, but why did that happen? And believe me, this is going to come back to Biden and us here in a minute. Why did they do that? Because personal relationships, everything's about people. Personal relationships are everything. They knew they would be about everything. It's not a monarchy. It's not a king. That's my daughter. That's my son. That's my cousin. We have a personal connection. Joe Biden is the president of the United States of America. You know that. That's obviously not news to you. That's a really big deal. That is a very, very big deal. He leads the most powerful country on earth. We have many, many friends across the globe. We have many, many enemies across the globe. But see, Joe Biden, the president, it isn't an office. He's a human being. When Joe Biden, when his family has to step in, when he's being asked questions, reporters are asking him questions, and his family has to step in, it is critical for us to understand China isn't watching. Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, friends and allies across the globe, they're watching and they're making judgments and they're making plans.
Yes, one of the things that you may recall that I initiated was the international flat tax provision. We got 140 some nations to sign on to it. I'm coming. This is my son, Bo's oldest brother. She's trying to tell me, Dad, Grandpa, Pop, get going. You promised me you'd walk.
Okay. What did you guys do for Father's Day?
We had dinner.
All hung out together.
It was really fun, and we did puzzles.
What did you buy the first thing you need for dinner?
All right.
Hey, Dad, we're ready. Get the rabbit. Thank you.
His daughters stepped in while the president of the United States of America was speaking to the media, and they whisked him away. This is not the first time this has happened. Jill Biden has done it several times to him. His handlers have done it several times to him. And it's great fodder for radio, right? Because we come on and we make fun of, oh, Papa Joe. And it is fun. It is funny. These kinds of things might have world-changing implications. That's the president of the United States of America. What do you think Xi Jinping, not China, Xi Jinping, put yourself in his mind when he sits down and turns on his crappy Chinese television. What do you think goes through his mind when he sees the president's daughters shielding him from the press? What do you think he thinks when he sees this person as the vice president?
We all sat and watched the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings in which she very calmly sat through what I think a lot of, particularly black women, let's just be honest, felt was brazen disrespect. What did you think when you watched that hearing?
I will tell you, Joy, I experienced great joy when I watched this brilliant, phenomenal black woman.
I just want to pause. I'm sorry. We didn't edit this. Okay, this is real. I swear on my life, this is real.
Jurist. Be so smart. And just cut.
All right. I can't take it anymore. What do you think? Not entities. What do you think the people who run evil empires across the globe, what do you think they think when they see our leaders speaking like this? All right. It is Medal of Honor Monday next. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, whatever you want to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to emails. We're going to talk this light year thing. We'll hit on that a little bit. FDA, vaccinations, the Navy is going into the toilet. All that and more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.